Hi, I'm John Gunzel, and welcome to the next lesson in the Stories to Success system. What is your purpose for this module? To get a purpose. And in this lesson, you will take the first step toward discovering your unique purpose. Let's get going. As we discussed in the last lesson, your purpose is key to every decision you make, whether you know it or not. When we make decisions that are in line with our purpose, we feel fulfilled, successful, and accomplished. When we make decisions against our purpose, we feel let down, disheartened, and like we don't know what to do next. So let's do our best to make sure we never feel that way again, huh? There are many clues we will discover together in the next few lessons that will help you determine what your purpose is. As I mentioned in the last lesson, your purpose has a common thread throughout your whole life, whether you've been conscious of it or not. And all we have to do is find that thread and then understand what it means. As we go through the exercises in the rest of this module, you may need to repeat them a couple of times, maybe even a couple of days apart. As you start to unearth these long-buried clues, each one will lead to others. If you stay with it and put in effort like the rest of your life depends on it, I promise you will be rewarded with a purpose that is comfortable, powerful, and uniquely you. The first step we're going to take in finding our purpose is to complete the About Me worksheet on this page. You can download it right here at the bottom. The exercise will start to pull up the raw materials we will be searching through to discover what your purpose is. As you fill out the worksheet, take time to review each question and write down an answer that best describes your working or learning under ideal conditions for you, so not like the schooling most of us grew up with. Instead, think about the times you've worked or learned because you wanted to. You're not going to be stuck with any of these answers. It's just a first step in opening the door to understanding, okay? So each question needs a unique mindset. So think of the following as you go through the list. In fact, you might print the list out and then come back and read or listen to these as you go through so you know you're in the correct mindset for each question. In question one, you're going to think about how you get the most out of what you consume. Are you a reader or are you a listener? Do you get more out of a book or a course if you read it or if you listen to it? Really think about your answer here. It may not be an either or. Question number two will ask you about your learning style. Now, if you've been trained that you're a certain learning style, like kinesthetic, visual, auditory, etc., do yourself a favor and start from scratch here. Think about when you're only learning something for fun that you are interested in. Do you learn better if you take notes, do things hands-on, talk it out, teach it? How do you learn best? On question number three, really think about how you work best, as part of a group or as a loner. Not just how you feel today, not just how you'd hide, but what gets you fired up and performing your best. For question number four, are you president material or are you chief of staff? Do you prefer to make the tough decisions and take responsibility for them yourself? Or do you do better collecting all the facts and presenting them to somebody else to make the decision? Question number five is all about how you get the best possible results. I used to think I needed a low-stress environment, but I found out I actually do my best work when I've got a deadline and I have to produce or lose. Think about how you do your best work, not just what's comfortable or what you're used to. Now, some of us have to be really careful with question number six. This isn't about hiding or flying under the radar. For this question, be sure to focus on how you perform at your best. Do you want to be part of a large organization and have one around you, or do you want a small one? Number seven may be a huge eye-opener. Where do you not belong? Sometimes you just know where you have no business working. If something sticks out to you, answer it here. If not, use your imagination and think about some careers or life paths you would wake up dreading every day. Either way, sometimes it's as important to know where you shouldn't be as where you should. Answer question number eight with your heart. It's not the should your mom or your dad or your boss put on you. Instead, close your eyes and get real with yourself and ask what you feel you should contribute to the world. Finally, when you answer question nine, read the question carefully and imagine yourself in the future as you answer the question. We have a motto in our family: if it's not fun, we don't do it. That doesn't mean we play all the time, but if we're feeling bad about something, it usually means we're doing it wrong. Remember the title of this lesson. Keep it in mind as you finish up this exercise. So, your action steps for today are: number one, download and complete the About Me exercise using the information we just talked about. Number two, let the information sit at least overnight, then review it and correct or adjust any answers. Number three, remember this is just the first step and this is supposed to be fun. Think it through, but have a good time with it, okay? In the next lesson, we're diving deeper into your purpose. We will help you uncover your bigger skill set, experiences, and knowledge. We're going to help you understand the whole picture of who you are and who you can be through your valuable life stories and experiences. Remember, you are an individual, not an identity. Keep going, you're doing great, and each step is bringing you closer to the life you've always dreamed of. We'll see you in the next lesson.